joined right now by a mogul, an award-winning actor, a director, a producer, a music icon, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. His films include Boys in the Hood, Friday, Three Kings, and Barbershop. He is the co-founder of the Big Three League. Tickets for the 2020 Big League season, Big Three, go on sale tomorrow. We are joined by Ice Cube. Cube, it's nice to have you back. How are you?
Man, Jim, you give me the best intros, man. I think I need to take you on tour, man. You can bring me out on stage.
Done, man. Done. Yeah.
Yeah. Appreciate it, though.
Yeah, I'm in. Anytime. You let me know when. You let me know where, Cube.
Yeah, man.
All right, so.
You sound good doing it.
I appreciate it. You earned it. So there's a lot to talk about today, and our initial plan had been to talk about the upcoming season and the fact that tickets go on sale tomorrow and the games are going to be broadcast on CBS. Out of an abundance of caution, you and the league developed potential plans to have games in an intimate, controlled environment in Los Angeles. Can you give me a sense? What kind of conversations have you and the rest of the league officials had over the past couple of days as it relates to the virus?
Well, we actually been talking for a few weeks. You know, we saw how this thing was moving, and we wanted to have a contingency plan in place. The Big Three was supposed to go to China in May. So being able not to go, we saw that, okay, this is a real issue and it could come to the United States. So we actually been planning for a couple of days, and we think we came up with a plan that works for the fans and definitely works for the league. The most important thing was to make sure that the season was not interrupted in any way. We will start June 20th. All games will be on CBS every Saturday. So it's a beautiful thing to know that we're going to play. Now what we did was we decided to have six of the games in a cool but controlled environment in Los Angeles, and still put 40 games on sale, which is Memphis, New York, and Portland. Those had already did a pre-sale. We felt like if this thing blows over, it'll still be cool for us to go to some of our cities, you know, even though six of the weeks will be played in L.A. So we felt like this is the best of both worlds. This is the best scenario that works for the Big Three and the fans. If it blows over, we're going to be in four cities out of 10. If it don't, all 10 games will be in Los Angeles. So we're ready for anything, Jim.
We're talking to Cube. He is the co-founder of the Big Three League. He's laying it all out, and the season is going to take place the first week of the season on June 20th. It sounds as if you've been talking about this and making your plans. Cube, do you have any sense? I mean, nobody really does, right? Do you have any sense how this might go, how you think it's going to go? What are you personally anticipating?
Well, I'm hoping as it gets hotter that this virus find it hard to survive and, you know, end up becoming a seasonal thing, which will give us a little time to get a hold of it and come up with a vaccine or whatever we need to do. So, I mean, that's the best case scenario to me, that it doesn't pick up momentum but loses momentum. But we got to be ready for everything. You know, everybody got to stay clean. You know, I've been turned into a maid around everything. You know, I'm cleaning, I'm wiping everything down. So that's just the world right now. We got to make the adjustment and do anything we can to ensure the safety of each other.
Ice Cube joining us. What a key point you just made. I've been saying that all day, Cube, that even if you think that it's not a threat to you, even if you feel like you're not vulnerable, stop thinking about you. Great. Hopefully it's not. Think about those around you. Think about your neighborhood. Think about your community. Think about the loved ones. Think about people who are at risk. All right. So I appreciate your thoughts on how the Big Three is handling the virus. I want to shift for a moment and talk about the league itself. It is your fourth season. Your games are scheduled to be broadcast on CBS again. This was a dream that you had a while back. How does it feel then to be entering your fourth season?
It's amazing. You know, I don't even really, you know, believe that we've been able to make it this far. You know, the odds of a new league, you know, lasting into its fourth season is very slim. New leagues have tried to penetrate the marketplace and have been rejected and sent away. So for us to have stand power, for us to, get, respect from the sports industry and the sports fans is huge. Us being on CBS, the prestige of that is something that, you can't really measure. It puts us right in line with the big boys. We feel like we got a big boy sport, and it's only a matter of time before we're going to just be a part of American sports, and people won't even remember the day we came into existence because people just know we're just here.
To me, Cube, that's the thing, right? If you're entering your fourth season, I mean, you've already gotten through that first major, major hump or series of humps, and now you're looking to grow and improve, and you're in it for the long term, so you're looking to evolve and grow and improve. One of the changes this season is the ball being bright red, the fireball. What was the thinking that was behind that, and why did you feel like that was an important change?
Well, we actually coined our sport. For the first 3 years, we were saying, hey, we're professional three-on-three basketball, but we're actually not. We're our own sport. If you look at three-on-three and FIBA, it's a very different game than what we're playing. So we leaned into what the kids were calling our game, which is fireball. So we just put a three on it and called our game Fireball 3. So the big three is who we are, and Fireball 3 is what we play. Just like the NBA is the NBA, but they play basketball. So we wanted to lean in, coin our game, and be able to make adjustments and changes without, offending the purists, the basketball purists, who might not like our bring the fire rule, which is a rule that allow players and coaches to challenge one foul per half and go one-on-one for the points. We think it's exciting and new, and we would never do that if we were still trying to represent standard three-on-three. So, Fireball 3 is what we do, and expect us to keep on making, innovations that make the game more competitive and exciting and faster. This year, we're 22 and up, and not, so we're losing the stigma of a retirement league. And so these are things that we feel are pushing us to, that inflection point where this thing starts to roll downhill. And, we're happy to be here, and we're happy to take on all challenges. Not to cut you off, Jim, but what's cool this year, the winning team makes a little more money than the losing team. So the competition is even going to be that much more sharper and greater.
That incentive always works. Cube, I know you have to balance. One quick follow, one last thing. And there are other changes as well. Also in terms of eligibility, you're going to have open tryouts, meaning professional basketball experience is no longer required to play in the league. In other words, former NFL tight ends could play in the Big Three League now. What could that mean for your league?
It can open it up. Why limit ourselves to professional basketball players or former professional players or whatever you want to call it? We feel like there's, millions of athletes out there. Maybe a few of them can play on this level. Let's give them a try. Maybe it's some guys who play in the NFL that still love basketball. We see J. Cole and Chris Brown out there playing. Can they play at this level? Who knows? So this open tryout, and it's not going to be a gift. You have to go through the fire. You have to go through our Hall of Fame coaches, our all-star players, and if they bless you with an invitation to the combine, you do your thing in the combine where all the pro athletes going to be, you might make it on the team. So it's exciting, man.
He's a mogul. He is the co-founder of the Big Three League. Tickets for the 2020 season go on sale tomorrow, and the plan is to go as planned. The first week of the season is scheduled to take place on June 20th. Cube, it's great to have you back. Really appreciate your thoughts. Good luck with that. I know we'll do it again soon.
Much love, much respect, Jim. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Much love, much respect. I appreciate you, and I am available to go on tour, Cube. You let me know when and where. I can get you out there on stage. Ice Cube. award-winning actor, director, producer, music icon, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know, Cube is one of those guys. I truly care what he thinks. He is so compelling, so interesting. Tastemaker, mogul, entrepreneur, artist. Like, I really care what he thinks about lots of things. And I'm always eager to have that conversation.